Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
On this Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day to you. You're listening to Palmetto Mornings here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. Hello. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. And on the phone, we have Christine Groh to continue our conversation about Medicare Advantage. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. Now, you represent the Coalition for Medicare Choices. So I do have a question. We just spoke with Tom Templeton from his perspective on how well this program, Medicare Advantage, has served his needs. How is this different from traditional Medicare, and what role does it play for people here in South Carolina?
Sure. The Coalition for Medicare Choices represents about 2 million seniors from around the country, including folks in South Carolina, just like Tom. And when people become eligible for Medicare, they have a choice. They can choose a traditional Medicare plan that allows them to just purchase for emergencies, or also to bundle in drug plan or a primary care plan. Medicare Advantage provides all of that in one package, and as the program has gone on, we've seen that it's cheaper, it's better, it provides better care, and seniors are very satisfied with the plans that they have.
Awesome. Now, you know, you all met with Congressman Ralph Norman. So I have to ask, at a time of hyper-partisanship and disagreement over health care in Washington, it sounds like Medicare Advantage is a program that's popular with seniors and actually working well. Does Medicare Advantage have support in Congress, or is this another issue with a deep divide between the political parties?
It has tremendous support in Congress from both Republicans, Democrats, Independents, everyone. And that's something that we've really appreciated. The Medicare Advantage program now serves about a third of those who are eligible, so that's more than 19 million people. And the seniors are frequently talking to their representatives to tell them about why the program's so important to them and their health and their well-being. We've found senators and representatives from all sides who have written letters of support and verbalized their support for a strong MA program.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Lots of great information. Is there anything that members of Congress need to do to show the support of this popular program to keep it going?
Yeah, I would say right now the administration is looking at how much will be paid into the Medicare Advantage program to ensure that it stays strong, and we encourage our representatives to advocate with the administration for a strong Medicare Advantage program.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I know a lot of our listeners are on Medicare and would qualify for Medicare Advantage, and we just appreciate you so much being with us today to help us understand it even better. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks.